You're listening to SBS News.
After 18 painstaking months of negotiations between the United Kingdom and the European Union, British MPs want to change the Brexit deal. 2 weeks after overwhelmingly rejecting the draft agreement, a narrow majority of the British Parliament has instructed Theresa May to seek a replacement for the so-called backstop, which aims to prevent a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. But EU leaders have been swift and united in their response, saying it's not up for renegotiation. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker is warning the British Parliament that it has only increased the risk of a disorderly withdrawal, saying the present offer is the best and only deal possible.
The European Union said so in November. We said so in December. We said so after the first meaningful vote in the Commons in January. The debate and votes in the House of Commons yesterday do not change that. The withdrawal agreement will not be renegotiated.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, echoed the sentiment.
The only point I want to make is to confirm that the EU institutions remain united and we stand by the agreement we have negotiated with the UK.
Following the vote, Theresa May vowed to return to Brussels to seek the changes in order to prevent crashing out of the European Union on the 29th of March without an agreement, which MPs also voted against. But with the EU unwilling to reopen negotiations and the UK Parliament rejecting the deal as it stands, that prospect is looking very likely. The backstop is seen as an insurance policy to ensure the Irish border remains free-flowing. If it takes effect, it would effectively keep the UK inside the EU's customs union, but Northern Ireland would have to comply to some rules of the single market. Critics are concerned it could become permanent and fear having different rules for Northern Ireland could lead to breaking up the United Kingdom. But the EU argues the backstop is necessary to protect the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which remains in the EU. Ireland's Foreign Minister, Simon Coveney, says his country will not be threatened into abandoning the backstop agreement.
My only agenda here is to protect core Irish interests while also trying to protect the respectful relationship between these two islands and these two countries. But it's got to be on the basis of a relationship of equals. Anything else that may be based on threats of consequences and so on cannot be the basis for an outcome here that can protect those relationships in the future.
France and Germany insist the position of the EU will not change, with a spokesman for German Chancellor Angela Merkel saying reopening the deal is not on the agenda. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.